Next week, the Six Nations community will be welcoming a group of youth coming all the way from Nunavut, and they'll be visiting the territory from October 12th to the 13th, during which these youth will be taking part in some land-based learning activities and cultural teachings. And joining me on the show today to talk about this exchange program is Lee Barter, lead coordinator for the exchange from the Mimico Canadians Hockey Association. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me about this today, Lee.
It's a great pleasure.
And so getting right into it, can you tell me about this program and sort of lay out what the visit here in Six Nations is going to look like and what kind of activities the youth will be taking part in during their visit?
Well, we're very excited to greet a group of 10 youth from Rankin Inlet, Nunavut, a fly-in hamlet on the western shores of Hudson's Bay on the tundra. So very excited that they can come to Six Nations during the autumn, a beautiful time during, in fact, Thanksgiving weekend. They'll be in the community and spending a lot of time out of doors for kids, for anyone who lives above the tree line, to be able to come to the woods and come to the community at this time of year. You can appreciate how exciting that is to be able to see the area and just be out of doors at this beautiful time of year.
And this program is being ran in partnership with Experiences Canada. I was just wondering if you could detail a bit of the history of the exchange program. You said you guys are celebrating a bit of an anniversary this year as well.
Well, that's right. Experiences Canada is a national charity out of a national Canadian charity. They used to be called CIVEC. So for some of us older folks, we might remember them when we were in high school. But Experiences Canada funds youth exchanges for youth to travel from one community to another. They're based around the concept of a home and home exchange. So youth live with each other for a week usually and then return a later time in the year, usually a few months apart, and stay in each other's homes. And it's a great way to create relationships and understanding across this big country of ours. That charity, Experiences Canada, turns 80 this year. And by happy coincidence, the Northern Exchange program, a group of hockey trips and hockey exchanges that we've been running for 10 years this year, coincided. And it was a pretty special event that one of our teams, one of our very first trips, a group of hockey players went on to win the very first ever gold medal for Nunavut, a 25 or 26-year-old territory in our country, won their first gold medal last year. And so their medal will be going to the Hockey Hall of Fame this coming week. And that was the anchor event around which we decided to have this special trip.
And so being involved in these exchange programs on so many different levels, what are some of the big takeaways and benefits that you've seen kids be able to walk away with from an experience like this?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. The fact that the kids went on to win a gold medal, I mean, they're impressive hockey players, but I do take from their coach. He shared the story. We were all extremely proud of them when they won. These were 3 or 4 years after they had spent time in our homes. And, you know, the whole community in Toronto was really excited about the fact that Team Nunavut had defeated Team Alaska in the Arctic Winter Games. So that in and of itself is important, you know, just for the communities to be touched by that and have those relationships. But for the youth, I mean, they went on to win that medal. Their coach did say, you know, to be able to travel long ways away from home at a young age, he saw those young players really blossom and become confident. I don't want to take their credit for their accomplishment, but I do think it is formative for youth to be able to travel across our country and to gain that independence and self-confidence that comes from being able to go long ways from home and be on your own as a teenager. So I know it was good for them, and it's good for all these participants who've been able to partake in the trips.
And so usually these programs are surrounding a hockey team or sports focused. You did say that you're sort of switching gears a little bit with this program, and you know the focus is going to be a little bit more land-based learning. Could you detail a bit about what kind of activities the youth will be taking part in during their visit here?
I sure can. So while we'll be in the Six Nations community, we'll spend a lot of time actually at the Chiefswood Cabin area and partaking in a lot of activities. Indigenous Sport and Wellness Ontario will also be leading us through a number of activities, sports-based, but also cultural-based. And then actually one of the community members, a young student volunteering her time, Rylan Sandy is her name, has been doing great work organizing events such as a longhouse ceremony and other cultural knowledge exchange that we're really excited to participate in, especially around a special time of year like Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll have a lot of time out of doors. It sounds almost too obvious to state, but if you live above the tree line, just having a tree to climb is a pretty fun thing to do. So we'll have no shortage of fun activities.
And just involving those types of activities and Indigenous traditions, why was that important to be included in this program and being the central focus of this program?
Well, it's been a central object of the Northern Exchange has really been to connect relationships between Indigenous communities and Southern communities, to be able to integrate Indigenous peoples from the North and the South has been a really exciting part of this. We have had elements of that in the past. I can tell you going north and learning about Inuit tradition and the culture of the north has made a great impact on myself being able to take youth. I can see that they've all have been really impacted by that experience going north. To be able to share Southern Indigenous culture with all of the participants from the north, I'm sure is going to be a really exciting and eye-opening experience.
And how has the Six Nations community responded to this program, and how can people around here get involved in this experience for the youth taking part?
The support has been amazing. It's been proactive, in fact. So we will have some youth participate with us from the community, which we're excited to have. But we'll also have, as I said, a lot of organized events by the community and by Rylan. Rylan Sandy, I know Good Earth Media has been involved to photograph and be participant in some of the things we'll be doing and to mark the exchange. If anyone would like to be involved, I know that there's an email for the trip called northernexchange202526@gmail.com. It is coming up in just a few days, so we were happy to take any support from the community. It is entirely volunteer and grassroots led. So the trip really it is what we make of it. And being able to host, the community has been so generous in their outreach that I know we're going to be able to treat our northern guests with a great experience.
And you mentioned the importance of making those connections between northern and southern Indigenous communities. What's the importance for the program in being able to create that connection of Indigenous to Indigenous exchanges and, I guess, gaining that knowledge through land-based learning as opposed to through a classroom or a more traditional school setting?
Well, it's a bigger question than I could probably fairly take on. I can say from my own experience of taking youth north and seeing how impacted it is, how impacting it can be to set your knowledge in the land. I have teenagers. If you tell a child in the South to not go out of the house in the winter without a hat, they may or may not listen, but it's a life skill. You know, it's a life or death consideration, perhaps, in the far north. So the experience of experiencing life on the land is intrinsic to the learning, I think, and to be able to share that from southern perspective as well is pretty exciting.
And just looking a little bit forward, what kind of impact do you hope this visit will have both on the Nunavut youth and on the Six Nations community as well?
You can never tell what's going to happen from a trip like this, but I do know that every participant will have at least one moment during the week north and the week south on their trip experience this year that will be stick with them, and it will be in some way formative in them, whether it helps them understand something about themselves or something about what they'd like to do or just understand their community or their country a little bit better. I think it's important to keep the expectation low, and yet my experience, this being the 10-year anniversary, has been blown away by the depth and meaning of the connections, family relationships, youth bonds that sustain beyond. So I know it will be pretty special, but we're very happy that we can participate in such a great program.
And I may be putting you on the spot a little bit here, but are there any plans to maybe expand this program and have Six Nations youth visit Nunavut in return in the future as part of a return exchange?
Well, wouldn't that be cool? There's nothing that stops it. The fact that Experiences Canada is a national charity and available to groups, whether they be school groups or organized community groups. We started as a sports league. Scouts and other community groups also apply and have these trips. So it is indeed available to communities. And on a personal level, I'd love to reciprocate and If the community wanted to participate in such a trip in the future, there's great resources available to organize things.
And just for the community's information, how can they get involved and support the exchange while the group is here?
Well, our trip has a way to reach out to us, because every bit is very helpful in a grassroots effort like this. Our Northern Exchange 2025-26 Gmail. We're also on social media and can be found as Northern Exchange 2025-26. And we'll post what we're up to, and we'd love to hear from the community, and all donations are deeply appreciated and deeply useful. For those that are more broadly interested in community trips, Experiences Canada is available online, and they're a great organization as well.
And just lastly, Lee, on a personal level for you, what does it mean to be able to help facilitate an experience like this and creating connections between the youth taking part and giving them this opportunity to gain this kind of an experience?
On a personal level, it feels like a great opportunity to pay it forward. When I was 15 years old and growing up in New Brunswick, I had a chance to go to Baffin Island on a school exchange trip. It was very formative to me, and it was left a lasting memory. It's very exciting on a personal level to be able to pay it forward and to share that experience with this generation.
All right, Lee. Thank you very much for doing this today, and best of luck with everything happening in the next couple of days, and hoping that this experience is a memorable one for everyone involved.
Exciting days ahead. Appreciate it.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.